This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Oregon is suing the Trump administration. The state's attorney general, speaking moments ago, says it's over what he calls the unlawful deployment of 200 Oregon National Guard members to Portland. There's still no word on when those troops could be deployed, but it comes as immigration enforcement agents in Chicago were seen making arrests.
Julie, a Chicago resident, says she watched as agents detained a mother and child with a crowd of people.
Why are we all standing here not yelling and screaming? Why are we standing here just watching? We're afraid. We don't want to get dragged in either, right? But I'm horrified at us.
Customs and Border Protection Chief Gregory Bovino says it's part of an ongoing operation.
This is a normal enforcement action for the U.S. Border Patrol.
Mallory Vorbroker for CBS News, Chicago.
In Michigan, police say a gunman rammed a pickup truck into the front door of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township during the Sunday morning service before shooting. Three people are dead, eight others hurt. The shooter is also dead. This woman lives nearby.
Unbelievable. You never know what a person is going through. You never know what is going on in a person's mind.
A shooting in a seaside town in North Carolina left three people dead, and police are calling it a highly premeditated attack.
Evil has come ashore in Southport, North Carolina.
Brunswick County District Attorney John David saying Nigel Edge of Oak Island is accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd gathered at American Fish Company, a waterfront bar in Southport.
He is currently charged with three counts of first-degree murder, five counts of attempted murder, and five accounts of assault with a deadly weapon, intent to kill, inflicting serious injury.
Police Chief Todd Coring said the location was targeted but did not elaborate. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
President Trump says a government shutdown is likely unless top Democrats back down from their negotiating position. He also says the American people will side with him if government funding expires in the coming days. He's meeting with congressional leaders tomorrow. Senator Amy Klobuchar on CBS's Face the Nation.
It was so important to get this meeting, and I hope he sees it not as the president, not as political theater, but as real people who are facing a crisis right now.
House Speaker Mike Johnson on CNN.
Chuck Schumer came back with a long laundry list of partisan demands that don't fit into this process, and he's going to try to shut the government down. The president wants to talk with him about that and say, please, don't do that.
Europe comes out on top at the Ryder Cup. The Americans did rally from a 7-point deficit to have a flicker of hope. Europe has now captured the Cup 13 out of 19 times since 1979. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75.
Currently, 75 degrees.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you decide. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello and welcome everyone to Seth Faces the Music. Our topic today is all about the color white, and I'm not talking about my pale skin. Yes, white, this color of purity, the color of innocence. Well, not in rock and roll it ain't. It's the color of a lot of different things, and some of it, not so good. We'll get to that in just a little bit, but join me now, won't you, as we face the music together. Classic one right out of the gate here, ladies and gentlemen, from the 1960s, Jefferson Airplane, from their album Surrealistic Pillow. Here's White Rabbit.
Mushroom, and your mind is moving on.
sadness and dying in the pain, singing we shall overcome. What's going on? There'll be some blood, no doubt about it.
But we'll come through, don't doubt it.
I look into your eyes and I know I won't kill you. I look into your eyes and I know you won't kill me. You won't kill me. You won't kill me now. But I look into your
featuring a saxophone solo from the artist himself. That was David Bowie from the 1990s with Black Tie, White Noise. Also with an assist from Mr. Al B. Shore. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to highlight the hardest working man in show business, James Brown. Now, many of you may not know that he scored a couple of blaxploitation films in the early 1970s. A lot of artists were doing that, along with like Marvin Gaye and a few other great R&B guys. Had some great soundtracks. Well, I'm going to do something a little different here. A couple of instrumentals, more or less, coming up in two in a row. I don't do that very often, but I think you'll enjoy them, everyone. Here from the film Black Caesar, White Lightning, I mean Moonshine. Oh, Wengbin, which is a Thai word that means airplane. That was Mr. White from their album, The Universe Smiles Upon You. Stick around, everyone. More to come on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we have a single named artist who made quite a stir in the late 90s and the early 2000s. We're going to play one of her bigger hits when we come back here on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you. I'll tell you that.
Surrender, there will be no white flag.
always will be.
Guys, don't wear white. Every day I work hard. At night I spend a restless time. The rich kids and all their lazy money. They can't afford a candle to mine. Tell your mama and your papa. Sometimes good guys don't wear white. Chicks of the changing times, white filth and easy living. You can't come close to the love that I've given. To tell your mama and your papa, sometimes good guys don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear.
One of the progenitors of straight edge punk, that was Minor Threat with the Standells classic, Good Guys Don't Wear White. One of the few songs of theirs that I could play on the air. And before that, we opened up the set with Dido and her hit White Flag from the album Life for Rent. All right, little explanation for the next song coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. Back in 1970, Cat Stevens released an album called Tea for the Tillerman. It is excellent. It's one of my all-time favorites. I like every song on there. Many years later, in fact, 50 years later, in 2020, Mr. Stevens decided to go back and revisit that album and re-record all the songs. He had some different things here and there, and I gotta say, he did an excellent job. His voice, amazing, even 50 years later, one of the most distinct singers in all of pop music. From Tea for the Tillerman Squared, here's Cat Stevens with Into White.
From barley rice, green pepper walls, and water ice, tables of paper wood, windows of light, and everything empty into a. Simple garden with acres of sky, a brown-haired dog mouse if one dropped by, yellow Delaney would sleep well at night. With everything empty into a high.
drummer rehearses outside, a black spider dancing on top of his eye. Red-legged chicken stands ready to strike. With everything emptying into I built my house from barley rice, green purple walls and water ice. And everything emptying into
Let's get a white noise maker and turn it up to 10. Like harvest moon or my head. Yes, it was. That billboard was shining on me, and it shines because.
The former guitarist and lead singer of the Pixies, that was Frank Black with White Noisemaker from his album Teenager of the Year. And before that, we heard from, of course, my favorite band, They Might Be Giants, featuring Robin Goldwasser with the song Long White Beard from their children's album, Why? Keep it right here, everyone. We've got more to come on Seth Faces the Music on our show about the color white. Well, coming up, we have a song that if you're of a certain age, you all know it. You've heard it at every wedding you've ever been to. Every oldie station now plays it constantly. And within the first three notes, you'll know exactly what the song is. But stick around. You'll be having fun with it here on WFHR.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75.
It's 73 at our studios.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
sister who's the only one. Hey little sister, who's your Superman? Hey little sister, who's the one you want? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey little sister, who is it you're with? Hey little sister, what's your spicy wish? Hey little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey little sister, who's your Superman? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
All the ways you've been living, but you just
Lana Del Rey with White Mustang from her album Lust for Life. And if you've noticed, I've been playing a lot of her music lately, and that's because she is so darn good. And before that, we started off the set with, of course, Mr. Billy Idol, White Wedding, Part 1. By the way, that is Part 1, and there's a second part, but I don't think I've ever listened to it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up here, one of my favorite bands from the 1990s. Unfortunately, they did not make it out of the 90s. In 1999, the lead singer and bassist, Mark Sandman, tragically died on stage of a heart attack, but they left behind a fabulous legacy, a very small group drummer, a two-string bassist, and a saxophonist. Here's one of my all-time favorite songs from their album, Yes, here's Honey White.
See a little more fat. You know I like to see a little more fat. We'll be right back.
last week. Down on the corner that you walk each day in passing, the elderly sales clerk won't ask with suspicion. The whole of Motor Corporation's giving its permission.
From their self-titled debut album, that was The Clash with White Riot. And before that, we heard from Vampire Weekend, I love that name, with the song White Sky from their album Contra. That does it for hour number one of Seth Faces the Music this week. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fret. We have a whole nother hour to come about the color white, and that'll be coming up right after these messages.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. ICE is rocking three communities nationwide as we come on the air. Our coverage begins in Portland, Oregon, with KXL's Heather Roberts.
Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield was quick to respond to the president's order.
We have a lawsuit filed in the United States District Court to protect Oregon and its values, less than 6 hours from the moment we received notice.
Under the Title 10 order, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek says she is no longer in command of her National Guard.
It is not clear where folks are going to go, what they're going to do, why they have to do it, how long they'll be here. All of this is up in the air.
The state is asking for a restraining order to block the deployment. Heather Roberts for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Meantime, arrests were made in Chicago with immigration agents spotted downtown early this morning. And in Iowa, officials put the leader of the state's largest school district on administrative leave a day after